Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Ronald Reagan's lifelong battle with communism started in the 1940s. Library of Congress historian James Billington wrote, "Lenin and his cohorts aimed for nothing less than the extermination of religious belief." From the 1940s onward, Ronald Reagan watched the growth of communism with indignation. It fueled him. As the president of the Screen Actors Guild, he came into personal contact with the 300 communists in Hollywood, and the conflicts that followed were far less than amicable. Reagan complained of the difficulty of sitting down with communists in countless hours of meetings, only to be met with dishonesty, lies, and cheating. He faced physical intimidation, including a threat he would be splashed with acid. He began packing a .32 Smith & Wesson pistol, holstering the gun on every morning for months and wearing it until he stepped into bed at night. He later wrote, "Thank heaven for those hide-toughening experiences." Like two sides of a coin, Reagan's indignation toward communism was countered by his belief in God's favor on America. In an address to religious broadcasters during his presidency, he said, "I've always believed that this blessed land was set apart in a special way, that some divine plan placed this great continent here between the two oceans to be found by people from every corner of the earth, people who had a special love for freedom."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, GeorgeandLorraine.com.